very good to be here in this room. Having been fringes on the fringes of another room just on the other side of the road, it's very nice to be in this room with this group tonight. As Jeff said, I work with ACF, the Australian Conservation Foundation, and we're a national organisation. And this is a national issue. It's not a territory issue, it's not a Barclay issue. It's not a territory issue. It's a national issue and it has profound international implications. Radioactive waste issue in Australia has been long running. It's been extremely long running. For over two decades, it's been extremely poorly handled by successive governments. It's a complex policy area. It needs sound science, it needs robust process. It needs clarity, it needs courage and commitment. It needs things that are consistently lacking from the approach to date. And ACF's involved in this for a few reasons. We're involved because of the environmental impacts, obviously, as a conservation organisation and environment organisation. We're involved because of the environmental impacts. We're involved because of the industry impacts. And we're involved because of the human rights impacts. This is a profound human rights abuse that is happening here. So we want to stop those adverse impacts, but we also want to promote something. We want to promote something which no Australian government has done, although lots of them put out media releases. We want to promote not an obsession with a postcode, but a clear and robust process to develop responsible radioactive waste management. Because when we are all dead and gone, when delegates over there are dead and gone, when Minister Ferguson is dead and gone, this material will be live and it will be a threat to people in the environment. So what we have to do is we're building a house here. We have to get the architecture right, the policy architecture right from the start. And this is an extremely poorly poured slab that they're talking about at Muckaty. It will provide no certainty, no comfort, no credibility, no lasting solution to the management, because we can't dispose, as Jeff has so eloquently said. But we can manage with varying degrees of credibility and varying degrees of commitment and capacity. We can manage this long-lasting hazard, but not this one. We can't do responsible management by having it based on secretive deals, backroom deals, where the basis is a commercial in confidence agreement that other landowners cannot access, that the Australian Parliament, through repeated Senate inquiries, has been denied access to. There is no other OECD nation in the 21st century that would start a national radioactive waste management regime based on a backroom deal and a commercial in confidence document. Those days are extraordinary. It's 1950s approach to managing the waste of a 1950s industry, and it's profoundly unacceptable. There's another thing that is profoundly unacceptable about this, and that is that there is no basis for a responsible management regime in offering, in compensation, minimal services and minimal infrastructure to some of the poorest people in this nation to see country to store some of the worst and longest lived waste in this country and to provide those minimal services that are basic citizenship entitlements for every other Australian. That is a disgrace. So, what is responsible waste management? Well, it's based on sound science. It's based on an open process. It's based on the stakeholders at the table, not in front of a locked electoral office. It's based on putting out the options and exploring the options, not making an administrative decision 20 years ago that one option, remote centralised dumping, was the only option to pursue. Because there are a multitude of options. What we need is a robust, fair income process that looks at the range of options open to us, that looks at the waste in Australia, that embeds and embraces waste management and waste reduction principles, not just go ahead and do it and we'll take it on a truck once every 5 years and dump it in the bush, but embraces those principles and looks at the range of options and through an open process selects the least worst option. Now I believe that we have enough intellectual honesty and capacity, enough technical skill, enough ability, enough infrastructure, and enough goodwill in this country to meet that challenge. I don't believe the present minister has the capacity to deliver that or an ability to provide a platform for that. But I hope and I expect and I join with others to demand that the Australian Labor Party does, because they have an ability to govern for all Australians for all time, because this stuff will last beyond their tenure. Now this started, this whole process in the NT started in mid-2005, and we're at the tail end now of 2011, a long 6 years. And apart from heartache to Aboriginal people and pastoralists, but particularly Aboriginal communities across the Territory, apart from enormous pressure, apart from social division and dislocation, nothing has happened. Radioactive waste hasn't been moved from the places where we're told it's so currently unsafe or there is a pressing need to move. Nothing has happened. And yet there has been trust eroded, confidence eroded, community will eroded. The Northern Territory government is saying no, traditional owners are saying no, the ACTU is saying no, Australia's National Environment Movement is saying no, and the list goes on. You've got nearly the yellow pages saying no now. So what they've done is not solve the problem, but create a raft of concern, a lack of credibility, and a whole lot of people who are increasingly not believing what they say, and with good reason. We need to rebuild that trust and rebuild a process and get fair thinking about this stuff. We cannot take the heat out of radioactive waste. Only time does that, but we can take the heat out of debate and turn it into a discourse. And I hope, as a nation, we're mature enough to do that. We could have had 6 years of a fair dinkum process, and we could now not all be happy, but at least be aware and agreed and consensed that we have come up with a good way forward to manage this stuff. And so that's what the campaign's about. It's about stopping dodgy dumping, fly-by-night. It's about stopping the sense that there's a radioactive terra nullius. And it's about promoting responsibility and accountability. There's a few people I'd like to thank tonight. I'd like to thank Steve of the Morrow Gallery for this. It's really, really important and really powerful. And speaking of powerful, you know, we all know the picture tells 1,000 words. We've got 25,000 words on the walls here. And when the talk part is finished, if you can find just a little bit of time to walk around, and to see these and to pay a little bit of time, because this is the country and this is the community that are most directly under the pump. And so great regard to Jadith, the photographer who has created this. This will be a really powerful tool, we hope, to tour these images next year. And Jeff said, and Matthew said, that this is not the middle of nowhere, it's people's homes, and we want to bring that story and the fact that this is lived country, not rubbish country. It is not rubbish country, and it is not country for rubbish. We want to bring that. Jaguar's made it possible. Over there is a beautiful catalogue. I'd ask you to have a look. And it's something that you can take home. Helps fund the campaign, helps keep the memory alive. Above all tonight, though, I want to thank and acknowledge the work of Nadia Bosley. Jeff was very flattering to me, you know, did the old man coming up, thank you, 20 years of service, and thank you very much for that. And it has been 20 years of service, and the hair was brown once. But along that time, you meet and work with different people, and I've been privileged, like anyone who's worked in social justice sector or community sector or environment or Indigenous sector, to cross paths, because one of the best things about bad industries is they bring out some of the best people. They have passion and guts and commitment. They have bullshit detectors that are honed. They are honed so tight the US military would pay $1,000,000,000 for the patent. And they are great people. And amongst that, right up there, has been Nadia Bosley. She has been literally the driver of this campaign, literally, because she has driven heaps of kilometres, connecting people, making sure, not taking people's voice, amplifying people's voice, providing a platform for progress, for change, and for highlighting, shining a torch into some of these activities. So for those who are in Sydney, she's in Sydney now, for those who are in Sydney, this is going to continue, this campaign. We are now generating significant momentum. We are causing significant concern in federal Labor because they are seeing this issue has been run in a bunker, like you'd like to keep the waste. It has been run in a bunker by the most resourceless resource minister Australia's ever had. Minister Ferguson has run this hard, and we're in a situation now where there's a federal court case. We should not have been there. We should have been at the table, not at the bar. And we should have gone to the bar collectively after the table. But we are where we are, and we need to get further from that. We need to change that. And a key part of that will be the work Natalie and Beyond Nuclear Initiative are driving out of Sydney. And if you're in Sydney, I would really urge you and ask you to support Natalie and engage with this campaign. It's very, very important. And like I said, it is a case of standing aside for environmental reasons, for industry best practice compliance reasons, but perhaps most profoundly, for in this country, there remains the unfinished business of the settlement and invasion of this country, the resonance and continuing impacts of that, and this is it again. This is it again. So Muckaty is a test of our nation's maturity and our values. And it's a grave environmental and procedural mistake. It's a fundamental and perpetual abuse of human rights. And Muckaty in its current format, this process diminishes us all. And that's a key reason why we all need to ensure that we take some responsibility and some activity to make sure things are done differently and things are done better. Thank you very much for your attendance and being part of that continuing process tonight.